We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
619. Margaret Brennan's host of CBS's Face the Nation with us here on WCCO. Margaret, nice job again last Sunday. Enjoyed watching you.
Thank you very much.
A lot of information there, man. The panel's always fun, too. You had a lot of things cooking. But this weekend, first things first, happy birthday to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's our 65th anniversary of Face the Nation, November 7th, 1954. Joe McCarthy, the senator at the time, was our very first guest.
Wow, that had to be electric right away from the start.
Exactly, and it reminds me, as the moderator now, that it's not as if our country hasn't been through incredibly divisive, vitriolic political moments in the past, and that you've just got to keep focused on the journalism because the public actually needs to know and hold some of their leaders to account. So it's good to look back and see what moderators have done in the past, whether it's Bob Schieffer, John Dickerson, or Leslie Stahl.
Well, you have a great history of it, and now you're in that position, and I would ask you, when they came to you and suggested this might happen, what was your initial reaction?
Oh, I was floored. I, you know, had loved filling in, and I had loved being a panelist on the program, but being the moderator bears with it such responsibility, and I was excited and also just knew what a moment we are in right now. And as a country, how we stopped listening to each other and stopped putting context and gray area around political developments. It's often kind of pick a side, and people are almost overwhelmed with the information. So they're looking for almost being told what to do or think. And we try not to do that. We try to do the opposite of that, which is to have a reasoned, contextualized conversation each week.
Yeah, that is kind of my fear, and you bring up a good point, because when I drive in every day, I listen, obviously, to news all over the place, and it concerns me when you think a certain way, and you can go to that certain station, whether it be left, right, or whatever it is, doesn't matter, and you get your news from one source. It's nice to try to get it from some...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we try to do.
Somebody's happy to be at work, it sounds like, this morning.
Yeah, I'm at the CBS broadcast studios, so you hear everyone walking in and out around me.
So anyway, yeah, that's really a good point that you bring up as well. So give me an average week for you. There's a lot of stuff you have to be sharp on because you can't afford a down moment. So what's it like, a work week for you?
It's intense. You know, we start booking and talking about topics. Really, the emails never stop after the show on Sunday where we're lining everything up. But it's pretty intense. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, our team really works hard to get the best guests, have the best research to actually know how to call people out on their talking points so that we actually have the audience learn something. But it's like cramming for an exam, basically, every Sunday. You know, live interviews are very different than reading the news. You have to really be steeped in the topic.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, you're talking to one of our guests who will join us again later today, Senator Amy Klobuchar, and I see she qualified for the December debate.
You know, I'm not actually up on who has qualified or not. I haven't been tracking that. I've been following who is trying to enter the field and who might not be able to make the late November debate, which is just a few days away, actually, and that's Mike Bloomberg, who is sort of casing the field at the moment.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think he's going to enter?
Well, he's never gone this far before. He's gone to the brink and pulled back, but to actually go out and have operatives, you know, signing up supporters in the state of Alabama, someplace where you could get on the docket fairly easily, fairly quickly, it's farther than he's gone in the past. But he's making clear that he's very frustrated with the current field of Democratic candidates. I spoke to him last Monday, and he was venting about that. He really unloaded on Senators Harris and Warren at the time, saying that these are, you know, promises being made that cannot be delivered on. So like a Klobuchar, like a Biden, he'd be trying to pull the Democratic Party back towards the center and away from some of the progressive platform issues that a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren have championed.
Yeah, really interesting. Bernie was here last weekend with a little rally over at the basketball arena at the University of Minnesota. But before I let you go here in a couple minutes, obviously, what's the latest on what's happening with the impeachment?
Well, that's what we will be laying out this Sunday. We've got Eric Swalwell, Democrat, who sits on the Intelligence Committee and will be asking questions in those public hearings that begin next week. We will have three diplomats. These are non-political career public servants who will be answering questions about what they already swore to behind closed doors. And that was bearing witness to a deal that was to put political pressure on another government to dig up political Trump's opponent in 2020, Joe Biden. So they will be testifying and in front of the cameras. So you can expect some circus elements to go with that. It's not as refined as behind closed doors, but this is a sign that we are moving into fully the political phase of this process, away from the evidence gathering. We also have Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, Republican, staunch defender of President Trump.
Well, it's going to be a packed show as always, but again, enjoy the celebration as much as you can there on the 65th anniversary. Congratulations on all your success, Margaret, and always great talking to you Fridays. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.